This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open as always. You can bring up anything you want. We'll get into it here a little bit later. We'll get into the inflation being supposedly, quote-unquote, under control, but yet vegetable prices have been shooting up at insane levels.
It is under control of the Federal Reserve and any other central banking entity that is causing the inflation.
We'll get into that coming up here. I know Pecos Mountaineer has a story to tell on that. Plus, again, phones are open as always. Plus, I've got the economic freedom rankings for 2020.
And let's
and this
that.
Is the latest thing. It just came out apparently within the last month, so fresh numbers.
For the Globe?
I got the Globe and I got North America as well. We can get into that. And first, though, we go to the phones. Somebody calling themselves Boggin Head is on the line in Arkansas, listening in Texarkana to KTFS. Go ahead, Boggin Head. Hello? Boggin Head?
Once.
He was there. I told him you got to wait 8 minutes, and he said he'd be fine with that. Bogginhead going once.
Any shows on the line?
Bogginhead going twice. All right.
Give us a call back.
Bog.
He's not there.
Are you sure it wasn't Bobbinhead? Like, you know.
I asked him to spell it.
And I'm gone.
Bobbing up and down.
I asked him to spell it, so that's what he gave me.
Not Baggins Head.
So here's the numbers. By the way, we were talking about the Bahamas, right? That's where old Sam Bankman-Fried was hanging out, and he's currently in the apparently horrible jail that they have there.
I would have guessed it was like Bahamanites or Bahamanonians or something.
I'm going to take one toe into Alex Jones territory.
Yes, sir.
And say I am a little suspicious about whether or not he is actually in that jail. I would like some proof on that one. Like, I want someone to head down there, like, give me a little bit of smartphone footage of him in a terrible cell with way too many people.
If Hillary Clinton headed down there and took a selfie with herself and him, that would satisfy him?
So, Bahamas, by the way, I just looked at the economic freedom rankings here for 2020.
Yeah, what's the Bahamas?
For listeners that aren't familiar with this ranking, there are a couple of them that come out on the internet. I think Heritage Foundation does one. This one's the Fraser Institute.
Okay.
And they do one of those fancy little, like, interactive maps where you can look at the whole world, and there's, like, different colors for different areas that some are more free, some are not as free. There's some bad news overall, and that is that almost every country, at least in the top 100, has been going down on the economic freedom rankings, and maybe that's because of the COVID situation, which just began sort of at the beginning part of
that's
this ranking.
Point. I hadn't thought of that because the world basically got grounded for the duration of COVID. Right, and even the Chinese are still grounded to some extent. That it would affect these freedom rankings, these liberty rankings.
Yeah, and they actually this is like a 400-page study. But if you kind of look at the intro to it, they give you a little. They sort of set the table for what they're going to tell you, and they point out that this is based on they call the fiscal year, which ends in like the end of June, apparently.
Right.
So 2020. They have the numbers for 2020, but it's only through the end of June. So we really only started to see the beginnings of the brutality caused to the economy by the crackdowns of the world governments are only starting to be reflected in these numbers.
Right.
It won't be until next year when they're able to crunch the full numbers for fiscal year 2021, then we'll really start to see what happens to the various different economic freedom rankings here. But already, they are overall down across the board.
Surprise.
The Bahamas here at number 71. Now, what they give you is a potential 10 points. So the highest freedom ranking would be a 10-point score. The number one, still, even with all of the China crackdowns and all of the things that have been happening in Hong Kong since China took over in the late 1990s from Great Britain, Hong Kong's still the number one most economically free place on the planet, according to the Fraser Institute study.
And I tip my hat to the Hong Kong people because they have been fighting hard to keep that.
They have.
And it's probably gotten a lot less free in this time period. But, man, they are fighting so hard against some of the most terrifying state crackdowns that you can imagine.
It is with an 8.59 out of a potential 10 score, followed by Singapore, which has always been in number two. As long as we've been looking at this chart for years, it's been Hong Kong and Singapore at the top of the chart. Switzerland at number three. New Zealand at number four. Denmark at five. Australia at number six. You know that one's going to go down a lot more in the next couple of years with their COVID crackdowns. The United States in at number seven. So for everybody out there that has this belief,
freest country in the world,
that the U.S. is the freest country in the world, I'm sorry to tell you that it has not been the freest country for many years.
Yeah.
For many years. Estonia, right behind the U.S. U.S., by the way, getting 7.97, so not even 8 out of 10. And then Estonia just two one-hundredths of a point behind it at 7.95, so breathing down the U.S. neck in that case.
Estonia is interesting, and I'm glad that you mentioned it.
The former Soviet state.
Yeah, because Estonia was actually involved in one of the first, I'm going to call it a beta test, of replacing government service with blockchain. And that is that they were able to do, in combination with another, we'll call it a blockchain cryptocurrency type company, there was some like refugee stuff going on, and Estonia was the sponsoring country that allowed them to do what's called emergency ID. And that is to say, if you got displaced because of a natural disaster or because of a war or something like that, you got separated from your family, you have no idea whatsoever, you could go to representatives of this blockchain company and go, hey, you know, I lost my parents, don't know where they're at, you know, my name is Bob Smith, my parents are Jim and Jane, I'm from, you know, this city, I was born here, my aunts and uncles are this, that, and the other. They put that up on the blockchain, and then they created some sort of a matching service. So if, you know, Bob or Jane, hey, we have a kid, his name is Bob, whatever it is, and that would go up on the blockchain. The service would match the two together and then let them communicate so they could find each other. And Estonia was sort of the country that sponsored that because they needed a legitimized country recognized by like the UN or something to sort of back this thing to make it legitimate. Otherwise, it just would have been this like weird, like, you know, app service that like kind of matches people, kind of like a dating service.
Yeah, I know Estonia was sort of they also blazing a trail in like registering online corporations.
They also
and
did.
Like that.
They also were. I believe Estonia was the first to do blockchain notary services. So what we know as like a notary public, somebody to officially put a stamp on a thing, I believe Estonia was involved in that as well.
Well, it's good to see a country not following in the footsteps of like Poland and Ukraine and that sort of thing, where they're like, you know, we should go back to the good old days when we were in the Soviet Union, because there was order and power and strength then, never mind the massive starvation.
To be fair, the former Soviet Union would be jealous AF about the surveillance state that exists in the United States of America today. This would exceed their wildest imagination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ukraine, it is in the bottom, I don't know, quartile or whatever. It is at number 126 out of a potential 165 countries that they scored here. It is at 6.11. So they did better than Venezuela and a handful of other totalitarian states, but they're not doing so hot. Russia not doing much better. The Russian Federation ranking in at number 94 on the economic freedom rankings. Let's do the bottom five just for fun here. So we have Venezuela actually up compared to last year.
Is it because of the Bitcoin?
I doubt it, but I suspect it's because Venezuela has allowed for dollarization of their economy. Mm. That is something that has had a big effect on the economic situation there.
Amazing what you can do by not putting people in jail for using the money they want
to
use.
I'd have to look it up, Captain. I think they were below three.
I thought it said it because you said it were up.
A lot of times they do on these statistics. That's you fine. Show you the previous one, but it just shows me a little up arrow. I'm pretty sure it was below 3 out of 10. It's currently now 3.32. Above them, Sudan, Zimbabwe, the Syrian Arab Republic, Argentina, Libya, Iran at number 159, Congo Republic, Algeria, and then the Congo Democratic Republic, rounding out the list at number 156 for the bottom 10. We'll continue here. But what about when you break down North America? Which state?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
blogtalklive.com. You get some cool perks when you do that. One of them is you get access to the AMP-only podcast, which is an RSS feed that you get special access to when you join over at amp.freetalklive.com. It contains the full radio show archives minus recorded commercials. Fits that you get. There are others. You can go and learn all about them. Just visit our Patreon page by going to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And do as Lynette has done. She's silver level. That's all we ask for is $5 a month. And it helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. We're going to try him again. He's there. Last time I checked again. Boggin' head. Try number two here. You're on Free Talk Live. Calling from Arkansas. Go ahead.
Ian, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. That guy, that bank man or whatever you're calling him, he was supposed to go and testify before Congress on some deal about the situation.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the DOJ nabbed him. Did they do that on purpose to keep him from testifying?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to do it, like, what, 2 days after he got elected?
One day, arrested? The way I heard.
Yeah.
One day, yeah.
Well, I don't know. And it sounds like you got the radio on in the background. You got to be careful of that because it can make things real.
Oh, it's way back in the other room. I got a headset on.
Real confusing. But
is it messing you up?
Not so much, but it is there.
Elected, arrested. Okay. It's all about being a criminal.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are very deliberate with when they do things. So I would say there is a real possibility that they picked that date for a reason. And you know what that reason was is open to speculation. Bogginhead, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, he's calling us from Arkansas, which according to the Fraser Institute's most recent numbers, the Economic Freedom of North America, is ranked out of the 50 states in what they call, the sub-national index. So there's two indexes that they do here for the states. There's one which includes the regulations of the federal government on the economy in their score, and then there's the sub-national, which does not include the federal government's regulations in their scores. So it actually results in some states being ranked higher or lower when you include or disinclude the federal government's regulations. So on the chart that disincludes the federal regulations, meaning just looking at state and local controls on the economy, Arkansas ranks in at number 27. Basically mid-pack, not really worth talking about. They're not great. They're not terrible. That's not really that great.
Fair to Midland.
The number one most free economic state in the fiscal year of 2020, according to this, is, and it has risen again to the top status apparently, it's Florida.
Wow.
Florida taking the number one position from New Hampshire.
I don't share your
arch rivals.
Yes.
I don't share your reaction because generally New Hampshire and Florida flip flop between the one and the two since I've been paying attention to
However,
it.
When you categorize in or calculate in the federal government's regulations into the numbers. Okay. So, again, that was just the states and local. State and local.
So you're talking about, like, a measurement of how it gets enforced in the state or what?
It's just the overall calculation of economic freedom under all three levels of government would include the federal, right? So federal, state, and local. Under that calculation, New Hampshire is the most economically free state, and Florida is number two.
Right. So is that just because we don't have the things that would trigger certain federal laws in New Hampshire?
My guess is New Hampshire is better at nullifying federal law than Florida. That's just my guess. I looked at the study. I tried to see if they had an easy-to-understand explanation of why things are one way versus another. Why are there such differences between the states in these rankings? And it wasn't real clear. So the short answer is, when you factor in federal regulations, New Hampshire's freer than Florida. But when you just look at state and local, Florida is a little bit freer than New Hampshire. And they're both close. I mean, it's neck and neck. The difference on New Hampshire and Florida in the overall rankings is 5/100ths of a percent. And then the difference on the state and local rankings is 1/10 of a percent between the two. So it's definitely a neck and neck tooth and nail battle here for freedom between New Hampshire and Florida. Other good news, though, is that New Hampshire and Florida, at least on the state's level rankings, both have climbed in their numbers. So between last year and this year, both Florida and New Hampshire have gotten more free on the
further
state level.
Separating themselves from the rest of the pack, so to speak.
South Dakota also at number three has gotten more free as well. But when you factor in the federal government, it's down, down, down. Let's see, is there any state that got more free? Considering the federal government here, no, it does not appear.
Wow.
It appears
Like, do you, the listener of this program, need any further evidence of the evil that is the federal government in that it has single-handedly brought down the freedom ranking of nearly every state in the union?
Well, I, for one, embrace our rivalry and look forward to New Hampshire having an alliance with Florida when we both secede.
That would be nice. And I think it would be great to have somebody competing with us to be the most free place.
And frankly, I think everyone in the United States kind of wants Florida to secede anyway.
So
Flexit,
calling it.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you hear these stories about Florida, man? And they're like, oh, you're making us look so bad.
Florida does a pretty good job of making itself look that way. Mm-hmm. I've spent plenty of time there, decades ago to kind of know what it's about. But what the Florida versus New Hampshire competition, if you will, says is that there is definitely a market for freedom.
There is. But we're going to crush them because Florida does not have what New Hampshire has, which is to say a movement, a migration of freedom-loving people. Florida has people migrating to it, but they've always had people migrating to it. And these are the they-might-vote kind of people.
These are the people who are scared of winter.
Yeah, they're not activists. They're not hardcore activists who are principled for freedom. We've got that here, and we've got them elected to the state legislature. They don't have that there either. So it's like
I can't tell you the number of people online that have been like, well, I would move to New Hampshire, but winter.
Yeah, Florida's like an accident, basically.
Now, I will say that one advantage as far as politics goes that they do have over us is people escaping Cuba to get there.
That's true, but there's also people escaping New York to go to Florida as well.
Fair point.
Speaking of New York, normally it ranks in at number 50 on the economic freedom rankings.
The state, right?
Making it the last ranked of the 50 states. However, this year, there's now a 51st option on here, and Puerto Rico has taken to the charts for the very first time. So finally, New York is no longer last.
Still at 50, but no longer last.
Correct. And actually,
I had my hopes up for a second there.
Actually, a lot freer than Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico scoring 2.04 out of a potential 10. With New York at 4.25, so more than twice as free on economic freedom in New York than in Puerto Rico.
Hard to believe.
There's more coming up here in moments. We'll get to the bottom five here in a little bit. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A mass shooter's father has now been charged where seven people at a 4th of July parade were killed in Highland Park, Illinois. Robert Cremeau Jr. turned himself into police under an arrest warrant, charging him with seven counts of reckless conduct for helping his son get a gun license. New Zealand is taking steps to protect young people.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009.
Argentina's soccer sensation Lionel Messi's jerseys sold out worldwide ahead of Sunday's World Cup final. Adidas says it's rushing to get more Messi number 10 jerseys in stores. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, we're talking about the latest economic freedom rankings. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in here. 603-283-6160. The Fraser Institute really does a thorough, they do a really thorough job here releasing this yearly. And they look, they always can only look 2 years ago because it takes a while to get in all the statistics and all the things they're looking at here. They look at everything from, like, you know, property rights to court corruption, and there's like a whole range of factors that they take into this. There's like a 400 page PDF file that you can download and dig in deep into how they came about with these numbers. But they've been doing this for quite a long time.
What's the other one? This is the Fraser Institute. What's the other
one? I believe.
I can't remember.
Starts with an H. I said it earlier, and now
Okay, that's fine.
It's another one of the conservative.
It makes me question, though, like, this is a subgenre of freedom.
Yeah.
Right? This is like a...
This is economic freedom.
It's not heavy metal. It's thrash metal or stoner metal or something like that, right? So this is economic freedom. What other reports of subgenres of freedom exist? Mm-hmm. Is there a
social freedom?
Prostitution freedom, a drug freedom? Is there, you know, what other subgenres of freedom reports exist? I don't know the answer to that.
Cato's got one, the Human Freedom Index by Cato, which
I remember citing that at least once on this show.
Yeah, it looks like their 2021 edition has come out on that one, and I believe Fraser is involved in that one as well. So that one does look at, I believe, both economic and personal freedoms. We'll take a closer look at that.
So as far as the economic freedom goes, I'd like to make a prediction.
Okay.
I think that the space between New Hampshire and Florida and pretty much everything else, like, you might get another outlier, but those two and everything else, that space is going to widen. Because only New Hampshire and Florida, as far as I know, those are the only states that are really digging into cryptocurrency. Like, here we have actual shops where you can actually buy things using real good money.
They don't really have that in Florida.
Right. But Florida has Miami, which is trying to position itself as well as possible, at least in marketing terms.
That's all it is, though. There's no real selling.
Well, that's the thing, though. Even if you just market it that way, you're going to attract people to Florida because they love Bitcoin.
True.
And those people love economic freedom, so that's going to shift the culture in that direction.
It could. I mean, the number of crypto users is pretty small at this point. point still, but it couldn't hurt.
We are due, I think, as far as the technology of cryptocurrency is concerned, the humanity is due for a spike in something, adoption, usage, something, right? Like, it's been around long enough. There have been, despite the ups and downs of the cryptocurrency market, the amount of people developing around cryptocurrency has done nothing but increase year over year over year over year, despite what the market is doing. So I think that we're, like, it's got to be coming soon. Some kind of a spike.
I can tell you when I think it's going to happen.
The happening?
Actually, no. So, I mean, don't get me wrong.
That seems like the easy kill, right?
So there is going to be, like, a massive upswing then. But, so, like, right now, as far as we can tell, because it's kind of difficult to tell, but if you look at, like, okay, the number of wallets with small quantities, that seems to indicate new users. Mm-hmm. So it looks like, even though the price is going down, even though we're in this terrible bear market, the usage throughout the world seems to be just ramping up and ramping up and ramping up.
Yeah.
None of these corporations that have programs that are invested in this are pulling back. They're all moving forward. And this is while the value is going down.
Right.
So the second the Fed stops increasing the funds rate, which is, you know, causing a general crash in the value of all of everything, of stocks, of land, of Bitcoin, as soon as they pivot. And they will eventually pivot, in theory, as soon as they do, which, like, a lot of people think is going to happen in, like, the first quarter of next year, maybe March. As soon as they do, that money is going to shift around, and because all of that money starts flowing back into equities, back into Bitcoin, I think that there's going to be so much attention that it's going to be a spike at that point.
Interesting.
You're saying as soon as next year?
Yeah, sometime? As soon as next year. Because, like, traditionally what happens, they do the pivot, and then there's a jog down in, like, stock prices and everything mm-hmm. like that. Like, just every time that there's been a pivot, like, as soon as they pivot, there's a drop-off. And then it comes back,
right.
And then it overshoots where it was and keeps going.
I prefer whatever this spike is, or the next spike, to not be reliant on, you know, the Federal Reserve or one of these central banks, right? I prefer it to be an innovation. You know, some new thing has been discovered or a way to do. Like, I'm a big fan of decentralized exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to see is the ability to exchange cryptocurrency actually programmed into the cryptocurrencies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of development going on with that. ThorChain.
Edge Wallet just announced they have ThorChain available now.
They do.
So
nice.
You have Edge Wallet.
Well, and Cosmos is another cryptocurrency that has an internal, so, like, there's different Cosmos but there's different cryptos that are using the sort of Cosmos system,
mm-hmm.
and they have the ability to change between one another. I forget the terminology they use for it, but
pancake swappers.
No, that's not it. That's something regarding Binance Smart Chain. But what you're talking about does exist within the sort of the Cosmos universe, and now with ThorChain, they're bridging that over to Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Cash. Supposed to do Dash at some point.
Right? And the ThorChain wallet just established an on-ramp.
Really?
So, like,
from fiat?
Yeah, a fiat on-ramp now exists in the ThorChain wallet itself.
I have
itself.
Not even heard of this.
Yeah.
How are they doing it?
I have no idea.
You don't have the wallet yet?
No, okay. Not yet.
All right.
I literally don't have space on my phone.
I don't have
the wallet yet.
It's pretty interesting.
And that's the thing. So, like, that's half
huge.
Of the equation.
Yeah, that's
like,
huge.
We don't have the off-ramp completely decentralized yet, but we have a decentralized on-ramp.
Well, I don't know if it's decentralized. It's probably using a centralized provider, but it's stepping in the right direction.
I'm of the opinion that the off-ramp is less important than the on-ramp.
I agree.
Because there's already many methods for you to use what is better known as a fiat spending method. There's intermediaries, right? There's crypto debit cards. There's, you know, the gift card sort of intermediary.
There are a bunch of ways
get out, right, that aren't necessarily going through a bank, quote unquote.
And I don't think that the federal government's ever going to get in the way of those things because they want you using their dollars instead.
Right. Well, let me get into the bottom several states here. According to the economic freedom rankings of the Fraser Institute, We had talked about how in the state, again, we're just looking at state and local economic restrictions, not factoring in the federal. The top is Florida, followed shortly by New Hampshire. They're basically neck and neck. South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas are tied for number four, and then Virginia coming in after that one. And then we go to the bottom five, where New York at number 50, California at number 49, Hawaii at number 48, Vermont, our next-door neighbor, at number 47. A huge study in contrast, right?
Like upside-down New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire is one of the freest places on the planet, and Vermont is one of the least free of the 50 states, followed by Oregon and Maine to wrap out the bottom several states there of this study. Now, interestingly, when you factor in all of the government, when you look at the federal restrictions and the state and the local, and when they do that in this study, they actually rank all of North America in one set of rankings. So what you learn there is that actually there's some U.S. states that are less free than Alberta, Canada. Alberta is the most free of the Canadian provinces that are ranked in this, but it's still number 47 on the list of all North American states, putting it above Rhode Island, Hawaii, and New York. And strangely, on this list, Delaware is the lowest ranking U.S. state, even lower than New York when you factor in federal controls.
Strangely. I mean, I do know that they have some really special things for the credit card companies down there.
Is D.C. on the list?
No, it is not separated as its own, its
because,
own place.
You know, Delaware and D.C. are kind of...
It probably should be, because they do separate out Mexico City as its own area. Mexico City, by the way, is the least free place in all of North America. The number one freest Mexican state is, Chihuahua, according to this. But the freest Mexican state is still less free than all of the Canadian provinces. There's more coming up here. But Chihuahua did go up in its freedom.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. Bring up anything you want. And take control of the airwaves here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bullion Max. Great place to go and grab yourself some silver, or maybe some silver for your family. Gold as well. They've got that. We know inflation's bad. We're going to talk about it here in just a moment with some of the latest numbers on the crazy prices you're seeing at the grocery store. The
$5 eggs.
Peakless Mountaineer wants to. It's more than that in some cases. I mean, for a dozen eggs.
I remember not so very long ago when I could get a dozen eggs for a dollar.
98 cents.
Like, now there's literally nothing you can get for a dollar.
Yeah, pre-COVID, certainly. Regular, just the store-bought white egg, not the, you know, range or free range or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But just the regular-ass white jumbo eggs, you know, you could get. It'd be the weekly special at your local grocer, 98 cents. Not on sale, $1.15, $1.25, you know, that
good
kind
old
of
days,
thing.
This was just at the, I mean, they didn't always have them because they sold out quick, but at the Dollar Tree, they'd have a dozen eggs for a dollar every now and again. They'd be, you know, little white eggs, but now they don't even sell dozens. They sell half dozens for one
for a dollar.
No,
$1.25. That's right, because it's now $1.25 tree.
Yeah.
So you want to get some gold and silver. This is something savvy investors have been doing for a long time, investing in some of the most stable assets in recorded history. You can get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL. Start with the starter kit. It's the silver starter kit. It's got 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. And they throw in a free gold back. If you've never seen the gold back before, this is a perfect excuse to get your hands on one of them. They are amazing. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's a great time. It's always a great time to invest in precious metals. This is a special offer for you because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You get it at employee pricing, but there's only one per household. And the nice thing is you don't have to deal with a salesperson. They're the precious metals you order, and they've got a huge variety, by the way. Ship fully insured directly to your home. It's super fast and easy at bullionmax.com/FTLs. We continue
and
here.
Just a quick reminder to anyone out there, if you have paper gold, you have nothing.
You just got to have a promise at that point. So I think we're done with the economic freedoms, unless you guys wanted to hear anything else from the statistics.
I will never be done with the economic freedoms.
Well, for this year, at least. We've got all the details that I think we can have. It's not going to be good for next year. When this study comes out 1 year from now for the quote-unquote 2021 fiscal year, that'll be a whole year of under-COVID nonsense, economic restrictions, crackdowns. Expect to see lower numbers across the board.
It's going to be honestly
ugly.
I think we might lose our number one spot for that year.
You mean,
like,
New Hampshire?
Yeah, because
it could happen,
I mean, they were closing down things left and right, and like, what was it, South Dakota stayed open?
Yeah, they may rise up to number one. Who knows? We'll see how it shakes out. But in the meantime here, Peakless, you wanted to comment on these Twitter files. We have been covering them over the last few weeks. I know that it's something you've been looking at pretty closely. The most recent revelations we talked about, I think it was just last night on the show, where the FBI was essentially utilizing Twitter as basically a subsidiary, having Twitter sending them usernames and saying, hey, these people are violating your terms of service, and they're saying things that shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, so, I mean, the biggest part of this is just all of these things that you might have gotten called a conspiracy theorist for believing.
They were true.
They're all true. We have the evidence.
Yeah,
it's right
the
here.
Conspiracy theorists up like 37-0 now?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, they're batting 1,000.
I think it's about time that we realize that, okay, some conspiracy theories are crackpot.
Sure.
And some are absolutely airtight. So, I mean, and one of the things, it's like, oh, well, they didn't tell them to take it down. Oh, come on. Come on. When they call up and they're like, oh, I don't know why you still have this person on your platform. What on earth do you think that means?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, honestly, if the FBI has an email list of, you better not take down all of these, and then each and every one of those gets taken down, I think we can read between the lines on what's actually going on here.
Yeah.
So
they were giving them laundry lists of names, of usernames to take down, and they pretty much abided by it all. Yeah, handled.
Now, I mean, to take it with a pinch of salt, as it were, like, keep in mind that this is still a manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Elon Musk is not releasing all of the information that there is to Matt Taibbi, let alone releasing all of the information to, you know, us.
Mm, sure.
So that we could figure out what's important.
As much as I like Matt Taibbi as a writer, he's a good writer, amazing. Like, releasing it all to one guy or two people, I can't remember who the other person is.
Yeah, he's got two or three.
Yeah, seems a little short-sighted.
Yeah, I will say, though, that a big part of this is, I think that this is kind of the turning point where we realize that, okay, the media has completely shifted. Like, there is no longer this gatekeeper-based system of opening a newspaper and having your propaganda spoon-fed to you. That's just not how things work anymore.
The old media is losing their grip. If not, they've already lost it completely, and they just haven't figured it out yet. Twitter is really doing a great job at kind of decentralizing reporting. I mean, not really, because you're still relying on a centralized platform, but there are a lot more data points that you can, you know, bring under your advisement.
Well, and as much as the government-controlled media, there's, what, six companies? If that.
Keep consolidating.
Yeah, but that no longer matters because no one's listening to them.
Well, except for their influence on social media, right? The big ones, anyway.
Well, and the thing is, I don't even think that Twitter is, like, really the newspaper. It's just, this is the paper boy yelling extra, extra and telling you the headline. Now, the actual newspaper is being done on things like Substack. I think it was Matt Taibbi. I do get him confused with another similar journalist.
Glenn Greenwald's on Substack.
It might have been Glenn Greenwald.
Snowden is on Substack.
It was one or the other. Heck, it might be both. That, like, they made The Intercept, I think it was.
Greenwald was the founder of The Intercept. And then subsequently was kicked out.
Yeah, so, like, you have these circumstances where, like, okay, they were part of these, like, major establishment papers.
Yes.
They saw the corruption going on, build their own thing to get away from that, and then it gets taken
over. Watch it become corrupted.
But even that doesn't matter. So, like, they are working so hard to maintain the corruption to keep us from good information, and it just doesn't work at all anymore.
Because that's true.
Because, okay, you can go ahead and kick him out. That just means we won't read you so much anymore.
Right. So, was there anything else you wanted to share about the Twitter files, the recent revelations? Because there's more to come. Elon Musk isn't done here. He's got a bunch more loaded up on deck, so who knows where this is going next.
Really? Because I thought he referred to this one as the coup de grace.
No.
He did refer to it as the coup de grace. Yeah. And then somebody made a joke about, now how many people are going to have to go look up what coup de grace means?
Now, there's definitely more coming.
Well, and so one of the things that I find just thought-provoking about this is, like, the comparison of how would we be responding if this was the New York Times and the FBI had a direct line of communication with them about, like, well, we don't think this story is appropriate for people.
It's because Twitter hasn't been known as a publisher, even though that's what it is. It's publishing, well, everybody's thoughts,
basically,
their opinions.
And I think that this is kind of the beginning of a very necessary change, sort of a paradigm shift of realizing that there never was a separation between the people and the press. You cannot have a, oh, well, this is the government-approved press. Mm-hmm. That, by definition, cannot be what the press is.
Show us your credentials.
Exactly. Yeah. Each and every person listening to this, you are the press. The mm-hmm. second you decide that you're going to put some information out there and try and tell people about
it. And if you have information, 603-283-6160.
The government hates that, by the way. They hate the fact that news has been seeing decentralization ever since blogs started, basically. And that's basically 20 years ago at mm-hmm. this point. Anybody who wants to can go into a government meeting or go to a courthouse and say, I am the press. Now, you always could have done that, but it's more legitimate now, because now all you have to do to quote-unquote be a legitimate press person is have a way to publish. And, of course, publishing ever since the printing press has become easier and easier and cheaper for people to get a hold of. It's easier now than ever to make a video. It's easier now than ever to have a podcast, and it's easier to have a blog.
What you're describing, of course, is the decentralization of the printing press.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And for me, a huge part of this is the pivot from, oh, where'd you get that? On the internet? Oh, where'd you hear that? Yeah. On Facebook, it's like, okay, well,
that's changed.
As it turns yeah. out, social media is the source of news.
There's been a flippening of sorts
yes.
with regards
yes.
to the internet, where like online dating used to be ridiculed. Oh, ha ha ha! You're on online, and like now people are like, what are you trying to meet people in person for? Why don't you just get on a dating site like
well,
everybody else?
Plus, you could tell when the flippening happened when the mainstream media started reporting on what they were seeing on Twitter.
Right.
And this was a few years ago,
right.
several
right.
years ago, where there were actual broadcast media reports citing tweets.
Right.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to get into inflation. Is it quote-unquote under control? Hecos has a story about that. Let's look at the vegetable and the produce prices. See for sure.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.